Love is complicated, but not for the reasons you think. While most relationship books promise communication tricks or compatibility secrets, the real issue is much simpler. You're the common denominator in all your failed relationships. This isn't about blame, it's about power. When you recognize that your relationships mirror your internal state, you unlock the ability to transform them. Your fears, insecurities, and unresolved issues don't just affect your relationships, they define them. The patterns you keep experiencing with different partners aren't coincidences. They're reflections of who you are and how you show up. We've all been there, adding air to a leaky tire instead of fixing the actual problem. We settle for making it work while our relationships slowly deflate. As Kierkegaard observed, people settle for a level of despair they can tolerate and call it happiness. Whether it's loneliness or anxiety, we build these accommodations into our lives without addressing them. The truth? Most relationships are built on a fundamentally flawed foundation. We enter them hoping someone will fix our issues, that unfillable hole of inadequacy we all carry. We're unconsciously attracted to people who seem to possess what we lack, while they're doing the same with us. This identity relationship temporarily makes you feel whole, but eventually, the very qualities that attracted you become sources of conflict. Your addiction to being right destroys relationships. When problems arise, both sides cling to their version of right, and this anchors all dysfunction. We've become fixated on compatibility, seeking people who make us feel better rather than working on ourselves. Instead of shrinking your world to cope, you need to grow more flexible and adventurous. When starting relationships, we obsess over finding the one while ignoring the real variable, ourselves. We overlook how we'll manage our destructive traits, triggers, and self-sabotaging behaviors. The crucial question is, am I willing to diligently manage myself and my commitments? This means monitoring your behavior consistently, though not perfectly. When you fall into destructive patterns, can you apologize, clean up your messes, and correct course? Or are you more interested in being right? Consider your typical reactions when triggered: withdrawing into silence, exploding in anger, or becoming passive-aggressive. Self-management means catching yourself in these moments and choosing differently. You'll still mess up, but the difference is taking full responsibility without excuses or blame. What is your relationship based on? Whatever foundation you believe it rests on, trust, faith, love, ultimately comes down to relying on someone's word. When actions match words, confidence soars. When they deviate, you become unsettled. But here's the problem. While you rely on what they say and do, they're ultimately relying on how they feel in the moment, and vice versa. You are only as strong as the power of your promises. Weak words, weak you. Period. Modern relationships have become hostage to emotional states. We make promises when feeling good and break them when feeling bad, creating instability and eroding trust. Nearly every marriage ceremony includes vows that we treat as mere ceremonial words rather than recognizing them as a public declaration and life's mission. Historically, vows were solemn promises that formed the cornerstone of marriage. Your word was your bond, your honor. Today, that cornerstone has crumbled. Most marriages begin based on hope, connection, and attraction, but eventually become governed by our emotional states rather than our promises. When marriages fail, we blame communication problems or falling out of love, but people don't fall out of love. It degrades from lack of use. The challenge is to consciously determine what you want your marriage to be about, and then actually live by that commitment, rather than drifting through on autopilot. The traditional view of relationships as 50-50 partnerships is fundamentally flawed because it creates a scorekeeping dynamic where you're constantly checking who owes whom, preventing you from being fully present. There are three distinct parties in any relationship: you, your partner, and the relationship itself. Your partner is responsible for their own happiness and fulfillment. It's not your job to make them happy. You should focus on improving yourself, particularly managing your worst moments. The relationship is what demands most of your effort and attention. This is where you consistently demonstrate your values. Every action, dates, daily interactions, vacations, gifts, chores should serve to deepen your connection. When you focus on the quality of connection rather than scorekeeping, the relationship thrives. To identify your relationship values, set aside your current situation and explore what you believe is critical to a great relationship. Consider elements like love, connection, loyalty, adventure, inspiration, mystery, or romance. Write down one-word values and imagine how your relationship would look if these were foundational. Relationships form the foundation of life, and their quality determines your life quality. You control your own triggers and can free yourself from emotional hooks to create great relationships. As the architect of your relationship, shift from focusing on me to championing us without completely losing yourself. Let your commitments guide your actions, even when emotions suggest otherwise. Show up authentically, with nothing to hide, giving your full effort as if your happiness depends on it, because it does. Create each day from values that inspire you, and if they no longer do, create new ones. The path to extraordinary love isn't found in avoiding difficulties, but embracing them as opportunities for growth. Every challenge presents a choice: retreat into familiar patterns or step forward into new possibilities. When you consistently choose growth, you create a relationship that becomes a source of strength rather than strain, joy rather than obligation. A truly loving relationship becomes possible when you allow yourself to be guided by commitments rather than fleeting emotions. Independent people often try to solve relationship issues alone, a fundamentally flawed strategy. Your partner can't fix your issues and insecurities, only you can. If you feel you're doing all the loving without reciprocation, remember that love is an expression, not a transaction. When you committed to someone, you chose to love them. Take responsibility for your experience. When you generate your own experience of being alive, solutions always exist. When you place that responsibility on someone else, problems inevitably follow. What if the solution isn't finding the right person, but becoming the right person? What if extraordinary love comes not from discovering it, but creating it through conscious choice and consistent action? Without a foundational agreement with yourself to manage your own reactivity, all relationship advice becomes meaningless. Communication techniques are useless if you abandon them when feeling threatened. What if you honored your commitments regardless of your feelings? Imagine telling your partner, "I love you," and having them know with absolute certainty that this statement will remain true tomorrow, next week, and next year, regardless of arguments or challenges. This reliability creates a foundation of security from which authentic intimacy can flourish.